You are currently on the internet listening to processstories.com with your host, Amateur Blonde Music.com.
Hey, everybody. Hey, guys. It's LIC Rhino here. I'm making a recording, audio process story. I'm going to do more of this. Just documenting what's going on in my world of artistic creation, mostly music and visual stuff. I found out on Thursday they want me to sign something that says they potentially will use my song in a television show in The Walking Dead. And it's like some curious information to handle because I can't go telling anybody about it because I don't want to jinx it. You know what I mean? I tell, Hey, everybody. Go pounding my chest and go on Facebook or Instagram or whatever and just try to get as many likes as possible and just burn through all this pointless attention. But at the same time, I told the missus about it and she wants to celebrate and I'm just kind of like, oh man, like, we just got to play it cool. We just need to forget it's even out there. We just hope for the best, plan for the worst, right? But as I was thinking about it, I realized that the song that they want to use here is from 2012, which is fine because my music's perfect and timeless. But 2012. And actually, the song was written in 2009. Okay, so we're talking a decade. And I'm super proud of that record. There's some parts of it now, obviously, that I would love to go back and fix, redo. Leaving Time, that last song in the record, I would love to have another crack at that. But there it is. That's the thing. You pour concrete around these things and you move on. I always love that story about Picasso, like going into, not that I'm Picasso, okay? But the story of Picasso going into the museum and just started painting on one of his older paintings. Like, he just continued working on it. I don't know if that was true. I hope that's true. I can't remember where I learned that information. Maybe it was Orson Welles' F is for Fake. Fabulous documentary. Everyone should watch. I don't know what to do with this information, which is, for me, going to change the way people see my music, I think. I have basically mothballed Amateur Blonde. For better or for worse, I have vinyl for sale. People can download it all over the place if they want it, but otherwise I've been dormant. I've been writing songs, completing songs, and just putting them on the shelf for this past like 6 years. A lot's happened in my world that made me do that. It's been the right thing to do. I don't have any qualms about it. But as I record this kind of diary process story audio entry here, having thought about the ramifications of this potential licensing for 3 days here, I think it's time to do something. I need to do something. I need to bring back to life Amateur Blonde and track some new stuff. I'm not sure yet what I want to do, but if they don't use the song, then it'll still be a good thing that I got back to work. And if they do use the song, then great, because that way I'll have some stuff up that it just won't be like out of nowhere. I have some other stuff that I've been working on that I want to share, but I'm not going to even approach sharing that right now because it's not even a fully formed thing. But I wasn't expecting this, and yeah, I'm just kind of like privately don't know what to say or do. Okay, everybody, January 10th, 2021. Hope you're all well. Hope you're all lucky to be alive. I am. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. See you, bye.